The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home. Hello, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we take on, we talk about, and we interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and the communities within it. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm a real estate broker, and my co-host is Dave Smith, Certified Home Inspector. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Dale.
Hello.
I'm projecting my voice a little bit more.
Yeah, let's get those big boy voices out there.
Things are warming up out there in the real estate industry, and not warming up outside. But I know for me, things are really hopping out there with the hottest season's right around the corner. So how about you?
Yeah, and we'll see that on our snapshot segment in just a few minutes. And things are ramping up. And how good is it that the local community who listens to 89.7, Reality Realty, goes into a hot real estate market knowing a little bit more about real estate than they would have without us?
It's value added.
It's value added.
Yes. That's what we are at Reality Realty.
And keep those compliments and that praise coming in, please. We love it.
Well, I put a little shot on Facebook today, so I'm hoping that that'll gather a few listeners, send it out to a bunch of people, so hopefully there'll be some people tuning in, and we'll build week to week.
Or is it maybe just us giving praise to each other?
It could very well be.
It could be that.
It could very well be.
Well, today, Dave, on our show, we're changing things up a little bit. All our shows have been on residential real estate to date.
Right.
And now we're going to change up a few segments today, and we're going to go into the commercial real estate sector. And our guest today is Drew Macklin. Drew is a real property administrator and facilities manager at LINMAC. LINMAC being a commercial investor, landlord, and they consider themselves a bit of a business partner to their tenants. So we'll have Drew today. We'll also be covering our regular three segments. One being tip of the week, the home inspection tip of the week. The other snapshot, which is a snapshot of today's real estate market in Northumberland County. And the mysterious and sometimes controversial points to ponder.
Wow. You're adding some mystery in there every week.
Yeah, I like to keep everyone guessing. What about the tip of the week, Dave?
The tip of the week. The tip of the week is, I'm calling it the beware the lived-in look. And Dale, you being a realtor, we all know that kitchens and bathrooms sell homes. But will your kitchen and your bathroom sell your home? So, unfortunately, potential buyers won't be charmed by the lived-in look. As a home inspector, we need to report any expensive repairs, any sharp edges, trip or fall hazards, or anything that sends a signal that an expensive repair or replacement is necessary. So minor fix-ups on things like kitchen cabinets and flooring are a real plus, because otherwise, if it looks like there's too much wear and tear, kitchen cabinets and flooring will certainly fall into the expensive category from a repair perspective. So number one, busted floor tiles. Busted tiles are not classy. What can you do about it? It's relatively simple to replace broken tiles. You can remove the grout, mask the surrounding tiles with tape, take the tile out, chisel out the pieces, and just basically set a new tile and put in some new grout, and there goes your problem. They're goodbye to your shabby tile. Your counters, bags of groceries, stubborn food stains, and occasional misfire with a kitchen knife are all to blame for your laminate or your Corian countertops looking a little tired, scuffed, and sad. Again, we don't want to make someone think they're going to have to replace those countertops. So there are some, fortunately, there's some simple solutions for those that won't leave the home sellers with an empty wallet. You can repair laminate with its very repair-friendly surface, a color match repair pen or paste with camouflage. Most of those scratches, stains can often be removed using things like baking soda and water. You can leave it for a paste for a few hours and wipe it away. You don't need to rub and scrub. Corian tops, minor scratches can be treated by using mild abrasive liquid cleaners and damp sponges. And deeper scratches can be treated following the manufacturer's instructions. Again, with the interweb being the way it is, we can find out solutions for almost every problem. So fixing these things up, fixing these small problems, taking them away from the sight lines of the buyer is easy. A little bit of elbow grease and a modest investment of time and money, and you can bring the sexy back to worn surfaces.
Wow, talk about adding things in, right?
That's my home inspection tip of the week.
Yes, and so let's take a look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market in Northumberland County. We have had 55 residential listings that have sold over the past month, and presently we have 315 listings on the market. That's the inventory. And those sold listings we can see from 4 weeks ago, just after the Christmas and New Year's holidays, that they've slowly been increasing. We were 4 weeks ago at 35 listings sold, then we're 49, 51. Today we're at 55. The average listing price of residential homes in Northumberland County over the past 12 months has been $298,000. And those homes, on average, have been selling for $288,000. So people are receiving approximately 96.6. That's pretty exacting for approximate. They've been receiving that much of their asking price, and they've been selling in a market time of about 84 days. Now, I use some of this information and I calculate an absorption rate. So that basically gives us an idea of a ratio of supply versus demand. And we find out, are we in a balanced market? Are we in a buyer's market? Are we in a seller's market? And presently, the absorption rate is at 17.46%, which is traditionally considered a balanced market. Anywhere between 15 and 20% would be considered a balanced market. And these statistics come from us, and the information that I use to calculate the absorption rate come from us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. Dave, today's mortgage rates, they remain the same. The best five-year fixed is still at 2.54%. And the best five-year variable is prime minus 0.9, which comes to 1.95%. And these mortgage rates come to us from the Mortgage Wellness Group here in Northumberland County. So Dave, our points to ponder today. I was reading a blog article. A real estate blog by a realtor named Todd Waller. Todd is a U.S. realtor, and he wrote a blog titled Sketchy Real Estate Practices. Sketch. Okay. What do you think when you think of sketchy?
Well, questionable ethics, possibly. Questionable business practices and maybe not being necessarily transparent in the way you do business. That would be what I would interpret it as.
Yeah. So he calls it sketchy real estate practices, and it's all about the open house. When somebody lists a home and they either want an open house or the realtor suggests doing an open house, he's blogging about the open house. Now, keep in mind, this is a blog. This is somebody's opinion. And it's not necessarily the opinion of the station or the co-host or anybody else. So I'm going to read how he starts off this blog because this will ruffle some feathers, I'm sure. He writes, in some circles, this is like touching the third rail of politics. Open houses are those wonderful events where a listing agent ejects their sellers for a period of time, typically a nice sunny weekend afternoon, and allows the general populace to come traipsing through their home. Putting aside any concerns of agent safety, theft from open houses, or being ejected from their home, should sellers accede to their agent's push to do an open house? How about agents? Should we do an open house because the seller demands one, or should we educate our sellers on the efficacy of the open house? This fellow, he's not understatement would be he's not impressed with open houses.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a really good comparison here. I think it's the same as a car dealership letting you take a car for a test drive. You know, there is a lot of trust in there. They don't really know you. They don't know whether or not you're a good driver, you're a safe driver, what you're doing it for. But there's a reason for it. And I've heard arguments both pro and con about open houses. And I could see the same thing about test drives in cars. Mm-hmm. I'm certain there every once in a while there's an accident. I'm certain every once in a while there's someone who's taking that car for a test drive that isn't necessarily interested in buying the car. But I think if it works and if it's a way of reaching and advertising your product, I think you've got to investigate all things.
Well, he goes on to bring some facts in. I mean, that was his opinion. He brings some facts in.
And these are his facts.
These are facts from the National Association of Realtors. So they do an annual report and they take surveys and they gather information for the real estate agents to understand the industry, how the industry is moving. And so there's one graph here I have, and it's titled, well, first of all, it's the report is on the 2014 profile of home buyers and sellers. And so this one graph here is about where buyers found their home that they purchased. And we have the statistics right from 2001 until last year, 2014. So 43% of home buyers found their home online, on the internet. 33% found their homes through their realtors. And then when we look at where the open house is in this list, the open house is bundled with the yard sign. Now, I'm thinking the yard sign would have a bigger bulk of the component of reasons people found a home, because people are driving by all of a sudden in an area, a neighborhood that they like, they see the sign come up. But a combination of yard sign and open house, only 9% of buyers found their homes that way. And then he proceeds to say, to take a look at, well, the National Association of Realtors takes a look at how do we realtors actually market our homes? And 91% use the MLS website. 71% of us use yard signs. Only 51% of us use our own personal realtor websites. And when you think the bulk of people finding homes was on the internet, it's strange that only 51% of us are using that. But on the other hand, 47% of realtors use the open house as a marketing tool. So he caps this up by saying, so to recap and drop some knowledge, a marketing process that has a less than 10% chance of success is used nearly 50% of the time. The reason why an agent would continue to push to do an open house has more to do with their business than selling the home being held open. Can it really be called a marketing technique for the seller's benefit when clearly the open house is being used more as a branding proposition for the listing agent? So, Dave, that's going to ruffle some feathers.
It ruffles my feathers, and I'm not a real estate agent.
I think, you know, in light of the facts, I think this is really good material for a future show to bring some guests in, and let's talk it out, and let's get weight on both sides, see if we can get a defense on both sides.
Sure. I mean, I think using the word clearly, I think, is kind of taking his opinion and making it fact, but we're going to take a break here. This is Northumberland 89.7 Truly Local Radio. Join Dale and myself after this short break, and we're going to be talking with Drew Macklin, Real Property Administrator and Facilities Manager of Linmac.
Starting your own business is an exciting time in your life, but are you aware of your legal responsibilities as a business owner? Jim McGrath specializes in business law and knows what needs to be done to protect you and your investment. Jim has been a lawyer for over 30 years and understands the law, so you don't have to. As a local resident and an entrepreneur himself, Jim McGrath is a trusted source in our community for business owners just like you. Call 905-373-1999 and let Jim McGrath give you the legal peace of mind you need.
The ratings are in and the Sunday morning brunch is a runaway hit, says Rolling Stone magazine. Northumberland Today claims Glenn McLaren is the host with the most. Okay, they didn't say that. But this is true, though. The Sunday Morning Brunch is simply a great show. No hype needed. With old and new features you've come to love, plus now, news, weather, and sports on the 30s, and a host that simply lights up your day. Join me, Glenn McLaren, 7 to 10 for the somewhat improved Sunday Morning Brunch on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
The three most visited sites on the web are Google, Facebook, and YouTube. For a business to thrive in such times, they have to make use of as many of these channels as possible. Is your business marketing through these platforms? Matthews Media is now offering a selection of social media marketing packages available for any size of business. We set up, customize, and push your content across all relevant online profiles, driving prospective clients toward your business. To find out more about online and social media marketing, visit our website at matthewsmedia.ca or call 905-375-9520.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. Our guest today is Drew Macklin, facility manager at LinMac. And Drew grew up in this area and attended the Coburg West High School. From there, Drew continued on to the University of Windsor, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Human Kinetics. And he went to Western University as well, where he received his Bachelor of Education. After some traveling and different job experiences, Drew came back to Northumberland County and with his wife Stephanie are raising their young family here in Coburg. And Drew's been working in the family business, which is LinMac, for the past 8 years. In 2011 and 12, LinMac was honored with the Business of the Year Award. And most recently, Drew received the Real Property Administrator designation from Building Owners and Managers Institute. And only weeks ago, Drew was named the 2014 William Crossan Award winner for Outstanding Young Professionals. Congratulations, Drew, and welcome to our show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If we had a studio audience, we would have clapped you there.
No, that's
an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
To be recognized that
Thank
way.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Drew, can you tell us a little bit about the history of LinMac?
Sure, yeah. LinMac started back in the late 80s. My father, Hugh, and my grandfather, Harold, I guess started it just across the road from where we're broadcasting today. Hmm. Victoria Place Plaza and just around the corner on Strathy Place, where Strathy Road is now been put in. So my grandfather, he was started as a farmer. He then became a professor at the U of T, and he co-founded an engineering firm, Marshall Macklin and Monahan. And as things were winding up there, and my father was a project manager for residential developer Chickadance, the two of them decided to come home. We've been in this area since the 1830s, and they started up LinMac with some of the land holdings that they had. In fact, I can remember being just across the street. There was only three buildings there originally, and it was a summer day. I was hanging out under this old crabapple tree, and Grandpa and Dad were pointing out where buildings were going to go and surveying, and I was bored out of my mind. And it's kind of ironic I ended up working on that property and spend most of my time there now.
Yeah, that would be really neat to see those ideas.
That's kind of cool.
Come to fruition.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So your tagline is, and I like this. I like this tagline, creating environments for business success. I was a retailer at one time, and I owned my own business, and I had good and bad experiences with landlords. I like the idea that you talk about creating an environment. In other words, we work together. There's a bit of responsibility on both sides to be successful. So how do you achieve that at LinMac?
Well, when we first meet our potential tenant, we try to get to know them, not only from a business perspective, but from a personal perspective too, and what they're trying to achieve and what their goals are. And I always find getting to know what they're trying to achieve really helps us define the space that they need to be in. We don't want them having more space than they need. We want their space to be efficient for them.
Right.
We want it to give them what they need. And the only way to do that is to really get involved, not financially involved so much with their business, but more just an understanding of their business and what they would like to see happen.
Well, they're very excited. They come in, and maybe you can help clarify them and help define their business with your experience, I suppose.
Yeah, and we help out however we can. We introduce them to the other tenants. When tenants join, we kind of say, welcome to the Linmac family. We really feel strongly about that when you join our property, we want to see you succeed. I mean, our success is based on tenant success.
That's refreshing.
It's vital to us.
So, Drew, you said, welcome to the Linmac family. You're Drew Macklin.
Right.
Where in the world did Linmac, that name, come from?
Yeah, some people ask that, and there's no trick to it. Obviously, Macklin, we just switched it around and made it Linmac. But originally, the name Linmac had a K on the end of it. It's now just spelled Linmac. But the K is actually a brand of dairy cattle that we developed in this area. I don't know how successful it was. I don't think there's any more around, and I believe most of them ended up in Cuba. But that's originally where it came from. Our farming background was dairy cattle, and then when the business was created, it was a natural fit just to use the name Linmac.
So there could be some Linmac cattle in Cuba still.
There could be. There could be, yeah.
That's pretty neat. What properties, Drew, does Linmac own?
Well, as I mentioned, across the street here at Victoria Place, which is at the corner of Elgin and Burnham or William Street, we've got about 9 buildings there, 110,000 square feet of. It's kind of a mixed commercial use, restaurants, retail, and office facilities. Includes the Fleming Building. Some of the other major tenants over there, you've got Hakeem Optical and Rogers UPS. There's also Strathy Place just around the corner, kind of across from the mall. There's 3 buildings we have there, about 40,000 square feet. Subway, Domino's, Midas, and up the road there to Part Source. So that's basically the commercial land holdings we have in town.
And that's about 150,000 square feet?
That's correct.
And
yep.
Approximately 55 commercial tenants?
You've done your homework. That's
I've
right.
Done my yep. homework, yeah.
So you've given us a little bit of an idea, but what else would you say sets Linmac apart from other property owners?
Well, we're relatively small, I guess, in comparison to other larger owners, but that gives us a lot of flexibility. We can move pretty quickly on opportunities, and we can help out quickly as well. Being local, I think, being on site is something that's really important for our tenants. They can reach me on my cell phone 24/7. I live around the corner. And when they're in their places of business, if they have an issue with the building, they can call me, and I can usually walk out of my office and be in their space within a few minutes to analyze the problem and try to get it fixed as soon as possible. I think that's our key advantage over other property owners.
Well, again, that lends to the family and to the personal aspect of what it is you do. So that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and I'd like to speak to that too, because my wife Carol Ann, a mortgage broker, and myself, we've been tenants of Linmac for some time. We have our mortgage office there, and even though there's very few issues that ever arise, whenever there is something, just like Drew said, he's so easy to get a hold of, and things are tidied up very quickly. It's great on the side of a tenant. It's perfect for our business.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dale. You tell me how much I owe you after the show.
I got a little while to think about that now.
So, I mean, I like the flow of both of the areas, of both the retail areas, and they're all very busy, even at the times that I visit, which is quite often weekday mornings. And I find both of these areas, they're hopping. And I love success. I love to see success. I like to see success in business. It's good for the entire community when business are survival or surviving and thriving in a community. So it's good to see you have a hand in that.
Yeah, well, location is so important. I mean, Dale, you know that in the residential side, location, location, location. And I have to thank, my dad and my grandfather for securing the gateway to Coburg. That helps so much. People want to be at a high profile area, and that provides that for us.
Well, Drew, are there any other projects in Northumberland County that LINMAC has been involved in that you haven't mentioned yet?
Yeah, in the past we had a division, LINMAC Homes, that did Chipping Park, just a little bit east across Elgin Street. There was 550 residential units put in there. And there was a lot of help in the community and contractors. Back mm-hmm. then we had some good relationships developed with that, with Bain and a number of the other contractors, where to get the thing up and running, we needed them to do some work, and they were willing to take payment once the lot sold. So that was really a very clever way to get something up and running back a number of years ago. That's much more difficult to do today, but it's a nice story of working together in the community.
Right, and that area, wasn't that area, it's before I ever was here, but wasn't that area a golf course?
That's correct, yeah. There was, I think, just a 9-hole golf course in there.
And did your family purchase it from the golf course?
I believe, yeah, that's when it was purchased, and I guess coincidentally now there's a 9-hole course across the road where the mill is now, so yeah. It just migrated north slightly.
So is that where the name Chipping Park came from?
Was it exactly? No? Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. That may have even been the name of the golf course. I'm not 100% sure.
People like their golf. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Drew. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 Truly Local Radio. Join Dale and me after this short break. We'll continue on with Drew Macklin about LINMAC and commercial real estate in Northumberland County.
Truly Local Radio for Northumberland County has a new home. Welcome to the new Northumberland 89.7.
For over 25 years, Pritchard's Climate Care has been your personal climate expert in the Northumberland area. Pritchard's offers complete heating and air conditioning service and repair for your home or business. We make sure the air you breathe is healthy and comfortable. Pritchard's Climate Care has become one of Southern Ontario's most trusted installers of heating and air conditioning products. Sign up for our We Care maintenance plans and get your furnace service for half off our regular service price. Pritchard's Climate Care, we're not just your climate experts, we're your neighbors. Call us at 905-885-8216 or toll free at 1-877-791-6975.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's Real Estate Talk. We're picking up from where we left off last segment with Drew Macklin, Real Property Administrator and Facilities Manager of LINMAC here in Northumberland County. Drew, what are some of the services? Obviously, you offer space, retail, office space. What are some of the services you offer to the tenants?
Well, to try to go above and beyond and help them out, and it's actually something I personally enjoy, is trying to lay out a space for them. So they may come in and they're not sure how many square feet they need or exactly what they're looking for, but I'll just say, what do you envision the space requiring? We need, and they'll say, well, we need this many offices, we need a reception, we need this, we need that. And if the space isn't laid out properly for them, I'll do a layout for them. And it's been quite successful, and it's something that I enjoy doing. And once they move in, we announce to the rest of the tenants that they've joined the LINMAC family, and we find that helps as well, kind of introduce them to people operating business on either side of them or in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of you may have received some emails from me as well announcing events or promotions that some of our tenants may be running. I not only send that out to the community, I send it out to the tenants as well in the hopes that we can support one another, or that you might even be able to run a cross promotion with a group of tenants. We've helped with, you know, any light bulbs changed, we'll come in and do that. Minor maintenance and stuff, we try to help out with. If you need work done that we can't do, we'll recommend local contractors that we've had good experience with. We even act as a consultant sometimes if they're having problems or issues with their business, and try to suggest ways that that may improve the situation. So,
really valuable stuff.
So it's like all things. It's not just about price. I mean, when someone's shopping around looking for a place to put their business or start their business or grow their business, there's more than just the actual cost. What are some of the things that potential tenants can negotiate during the leasing process?
Well, typically the stuff that we're discussing, you start with rent. Everything's based around, you know, how much is it for the space? And once you settle on that number, there's other things that I would suggest tenants, you know, look at. There's the commencement of the lease versus the possession of the space. So you might get possession of the space to set up your business, but it may take you a month or two to get, if there's a renovation to be done or if setup needs to be done. You may have those first 2 months where you're maybe not paying the full amount of rent or you're just paying a discounted rate or even a rent-free period to help you get settled and organized. And then once your business opens, that's when the lease would commence, and that's when you start paying the total amount. There's also signage. You can negotiate that into the lease, what kind of signage you'd like or where you'd like it. And as well as if you're signing a long-term lease, you can look at starting at a lower rate to get up and running and then having a few escalations over the years to get it up closer to market rent.
Drew, I have a question for you. What are some of the most creative or less traditional items that potential tenants have tried to negotiate? Can you think of any unusual ones?
That's a good question.
I want ideas for next time we renew.
I'm sitting here thinking, I'm giving away all my trade secrets. Dale's going to hit me up for the next renewal. But we've rented out our own office, actually, a number of times over the years, which has been quite an interesting process. We'll be showing space, and then we'll come back to the office and talk about it, and they'll kind of look around. So this is quite a nice office. You know, this would suit our business just perfectly. And I said, well, we can move, and
everything's for sale.
That's right, and it's worked out quite well a number of times, and it's been kind of a humorous process too. So
can we check with your receptionist on whether or not that was a fun time? I that might be your opinion. It may not.
Yeah.
Well,
may not be the staff's opinion.
As you guys know, moving is never an easy process, but change can be good. So yeah.
So you sound very passionate. You seem very involved. You seem very creative. What are some of your favorite tenant success stories that you've had over the years?
Yeah, we've had a number that have been quite fun, and I'll quickly go over a few of them. We've got What's in Store recently relocated downtown. They came to us a couple years ago wanting to open up. And I think, Dale, they were across from
right across from
you guys.
Mortgage office, yes.
And Christine came in and set up and got out of her house and took the leap into a business space and has done well and needed larger space, and she's relocated downtown, and we're proud to say we helped her get up and running. Herbal One found they had more space than they needed a few years back, and around the same time I had T-Zone come in looking for space, and I knew that I had maybe space that would suit T-Zone, but I thought the two of them together might make more sense. You'd hate to have two tenants in a space maybe not doing as well, and it just wouldn't work out. So we ended up putting the two of those together, and it's worked really well. Both tenants are doing good. Eagle.ca was actually an original tenant of ours quite a ways back, and they've, of course, moved on and are doing very well.
They've done really well.
Yeah, and continue to this day. And some of them don't even end up being our tenants. Over a year ago, got contacted by Sean, who now has the William Street Brewing Company, looking for space, and I really wanted to see him get going. Unfortunately, we weren't able to find space for him in our building, but we were able to help him find a spot and really acted as a consultant for him to find the right contractors to get into the community, and that's been a good one.
Well, those are stories you don't hear much from the bigger names, I don't think.
That's good.
It's excellent. So commercial real estate from the tenant versus landlord perspective, how do you – I think it's a totally different thing than residential real estate. So can you give us a bit of an idea on the differences and the challenges for that?
Well, I guess with Dale being a tenant, this could get interesting. But from our perspective, as I've said, we need the tenant to do well in order for us to do well. So for me, I really feel like I'm working for the tenant. I want to see them get up and running and be successful. So it's a strange dynamic for me because I'm reporting to the higher ups in LINMAC. But I'm also trying to help the tenant get into a scenario that is going to work for them. And some of those things might be, for example, the lease document that we have was designed and developed by a tenant of ours, SMM Law, which was a natural fit to do that because they wrote it in a way that was fair from a tenant perspective, but they also wrote it in a way that was good for us. So sometimes the lease document can be a difficult process to work through, and we're very comfortable with our lease document, and majority of our tenants are as well, if not all. It's rarely a problem dealing with that, where you may find that in other scenarios, but I don't know what you find, Dale.
Yeah, I would have to validate that, Drew. When we first came to you, Carol Ann was just thinking about moving her business from her home and a mobile sort of capacity and gaining real office space. And we didn't know if it was the right time to do that or not. And we happened to come by and talk to you and look at spaces. And through the years, LINMAC and you in particular, well, everybody we've dealt with, Lori in the office, everybody is so good at helping, and it really does feel like it's a business partner relationship, because when we have a possible problem, we work on it together for a solution, and very valuable for us as small business owners. So it's working.
Yeah, I guess that would be another tenant success story. Was your office was relocated partway mm-hmm. through, but I think you ended up with a space that was nicer and better for you, maybe more affordable, but also had, we created the offices of 975, and all the tenants there share a boardroom, mm-hmm. they share a kitchenette, so you have the ability to use it, but you're not paying for that space all the time. So well, that was another creative solution to
Creativity there.
To a challenge.
Sure.
Yeah, it was creative how I segued into that, right?
Oh, you're awesome. Awesome.
So, Drew, if somebody, not necessarily just with your space, but just somebody is starting a small business or has a small business already and they're looking for new space and they want to look for some new commercial space, what are some good questions they should be asking or at least some things they should be thinking about in this process?
Well, I would suggest really getting to know exactly who the landlord is and who the property manager is. They may be one and the same. For LINMAC, it's one and the same, but that's not always the case. The landlord could be a large institution, it could be a bank, or it could be a small independent like ourselves. But just getting to know who you're dealing with, you know, will influence the negotiation process. Get to know maybe how long they've owned the property. A longtime landlord, we've had our property for over 25 years. There's a certain amount of experience and wealth of knowledge that comes from that, as opposed to someone who's just purchased the property recently. In terms of where are they located, so if you need help, where do you find them? Are they mm-hmm. nearby? Are they, you know, far away? That's something that's important. The history of the building. An older building may require more maintenance, more upkeep, which could, you know, be a little bit more expensive to be in if it's not properly maintained. Other questions might be who are the last two tenants to move out? You may want to get a hold of them and see, you know, why they left. Or the most recent two tenants to move in and how their experience was, or really any tenants. We always encourage any potential tenant to talk to any one of our tenants about, you know, their experience in dealing with us.
So you don't show them through the space when everybody's away at the end of the day and try and hide them from the present tenants.
No. And sometimes we'll even take them by tenants that we think might say good things about us, like yourself, Dale.
Well, we talked about transparency when we were talking about the realtor's blog there. We were talking about transparency. And if you've got that kind of confidence that you would be able to present those and openly give them almost a checklist of things, I think that goes a long way towards showing the relationship that you have with your tenant. So I applaud you for that.
Well, it's got to be a win-win. The tenant needs to succeed in order for us to succeed. So there's no way around it. It is a business partnership, and that's truly how we see it.
Well, in my last retail space, I had just the best landlord. And I think the reason being is he was actually a retailer himself, and he actually was a retailer in the space that I had. He'd moved on to a bigger location. He was a grocery store retailer, but he fully understood what I was up against, trying to get a brand new start going in the town and in that time the hardware business. And he was so good to deal with because of his experience and because he'd been there. Mm-hmm. So it makes such a difference when you feel you have your landlord on your side.
Well, and that's an advantage of being in an area like Northumberland County. You know, you may not get something like that in the city. So,
yeah, and that's interesting too, because when we were looking for our space originally, we talked to someone in the community, a business person in the community who knew the community well. We trusted them, respected their opinion, and we were talking to them about office space and the thoughts of gaining some office space and taking our business up a notch. And it's this person who actually referred us to you, to Linmec. Now, he's not a tenant. He's just someone who's fairly knowledgeable of the different landowners, the different people that we could have potentially rented from. And he gave us some sage advice of what can happen with the wrong landlord, and he actually hooked us up with you, and it was all very good.
Well, that's good to hear, because, you know, word of mouth in this community is huge, and your reputation is everything. So
anything else, Drew, you can think about that that future tenants should be considering, questions or thoughts?
I would say maybe have a look, see what the largest tenant is, the anchor tenant, how long they've been there. That can influence, you know, traffic flow and the amount of customers or clients that may be coming by your door. And always be aware if the building you're about to lease in is for sale. Maybe find out what the long-term plans of your new potential landlord are.
Yeah, because you're committing yourself. I mean, hopefully you're committing yourself to many years of success. So you need to know what those influences are going to be.
Yeah, you're setting up. You don't want to be leaving in a short while.
No. Yeah, it costs a fortune to come and leave a business. You've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Drew, Dale, and myself after this short break as we talk about current and upcoming projects that Linmec is involved with.
For over 35 years, Northumberland Security Incorporated has been providing everything necessary for physical and electronic security. From locks, alarms, safes, access control to surveillance systems, and handicapped door operators. We are virtually a one-stop personal and property security center, operating from Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Visit us at 22 King Street West in Cobourg, online at northumberlandsecurity.com, or call 905-372-8951, the professional security team.
Kurt, baby, it's your agent. You got big contract changes coming to your show, The Music Scene, on 89.7.
Big changes. Am I still Monday nights?
Well, you know it.
10 to 12?
You got it, baby.
Do I still play the best of today's modern rock?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what have you got for me?
Well, pants are no longer mandatory outside. Now, I got a nice little booth set up for you right in the parking lot so we can...
Wait. Did you just say outside?
Yeah. Is there a problem with that?
Have you seen the weather? It's going to be like minus something tonight.
Listen, Kurt, I'm not a weatherman. I'm an agent man. I did the best I could.
I gotta get a new agent.
But until I do, continue to listen to my show Monday nights 10 to 12 here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
the story you are about to hear is true.
Ed White fixed my refrigerator.
And?
He did a great job. Now I don't need to buy a new fridge. And if I don't get a new fridge, then I won't need a whole new kitchen to go with it. So my guy is saying Ed White saved him $20,000.
Guys, save 20 grand. Call Ed White Appliance Service in Port Hope at 905-885-7109.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
Welcome back to Reality Realty. We're all done dancing. Dave Smith, Dale Bryant, and our guest Drew Macklin, Real Property Administrator and Facilities Manager of LinMac. So, Drew, any current and upcoming projects you can kind of give us a bit of a peek on?
Sure. I guess without giving away all our secrets, we could. Well, I'm sure most of the town or the area is seen Dollarama's relocated to Northumberland Mall. They were a long-term tenant of ours, long-time tenant of ours. Did very well and needed larger space. We have a tenant going into that spot. BFM Thrift Store is a high-end thrift store. Expects to be opening in Easter, around Easter, I guess, right after maybe. So we're looking forward to them coming in and being a new, pretty much an anchor tenant for that for Victoria Place. We also have a building site at Victoria Place that could hold a building of about 17,000 square feet.
Ooh, that's big.
Yeah, so we've been, I guess, over the years, we've looked at the LCBO was a potential for there. Shoppers Drug Mart was another one. Of course, the LCBO, we were successful in getting them up to this area of town. And so as we work to fill that building, we're optimistic. We're speaking with Rexall, to be honest, right now.
Okay.
And we think they'll be a good fit for about 10,000 square feet of that building.
So 17,000 square feet. If we can do a comparative, the Dollarama that probably most people in the area have been in, how big, do you know how big that one was in square footage? Just so people can kind of visualize it.
When Dollarama was here at Victoria Place, it was about 11,000 square feet.
So it'd be about 1.5 times the size. So that's a fair size retail footprint then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good size.
Good, good.
Good size tenant. We also have a number of acres at 401 and Burnham on the north side of the 401 that we're trying to get zoned or redesignated for employment lands. We feel that area is a major gateway to the town and to the area. And with all the frontage there on 401, a number of people may drive by without really stopping to explore not only the town but Northumberland County. So we're looking at potential future development there.
Drew, when you say employment lands, what do you mean by that?
Well, employment land, I think right now is basically defined specifically as industrial. So, you know, creating jobs and that sort of idea, but it would be a mix of commercial and industrial. You know, through the years, we've had residential developments, industrial. Strathy Road was originally an industrial development. It's changed into commercial as that area has grown, and of course the commercial that we have. So we see a mix over there of some commercial and some industrial, ideally. Yeah.
Well, that, you know, I most recently lived in Brooklyn, which is north of Whitby, and one of the biggest challenges of Brooklyn, fantastic growth, but the biggest challenge was employment, and to have the people actually live in the area and actually work in the town. And I know from a Northumberland 89.7 perspective, several of the personalities, on-air personalities, are always concerned about employment and the opportunities to keep our area growing and keep it thriving and keep it rejuvenated with jobs. So I hope that works out for you.
Yeah, us too.
For all of us.
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. The demographics in this area are slightly higher than in others in terms of age, but we certainly need employment and jobs to keep everybody living and working in what I think is one of the best places in the world, really, to live and work.
I'd have to agree.
So one of the things we talked off air about was the possibility of the future of post secondary education in the area, and what from what perspective are you thinking about that?
Well, we feel that's important too. We I mean, education is key, and it's in our background with my grandfather, especially being a teacher, and I'm actually I was a teacher by trade at one point. But post-secondary education, you know, is something that is necessary, I believe, in this area to keep the youth here, to keep the young minds, and really keep the community moving forward. So we're looking at creating a community or a committee to discuss learning in the area or just a strong post-secondary presence. Of course, we have two that I'm aware of in the area, a Simcoe College in the lower level of the mall, used to be Willis College, and we have, of course, Fleming College, which is in mm-hmm. Fleming Building.
Right.
So we'd like to see them continue to not only provide that education, but to grow into a larger facility and, mm-hmm. and offer more programming.
Well, and the economic benefits, and I do say most recently, but I did live for a time at the Harmony Taunton area up in Oshawa. Mm-hmm. And the economic benefits of that school and what it's done for that upper area of Oshawa is phenomenal. So even though you may not have an interest yourself and you may not be the age group to go there or even have kids that go there, but what the benefits are to the community and the residential influences it has and business influences is tremendous if you can get that sort of engine going in your community.
Yeah, we feel it's substantial and we'd like to see if we can work at making it a success.
Drew, does LIMAC continue to look for real estate opportunities? And if so, what kind of criteria would you be looking for in it?
Well, we're always looking. If you're not looking, you're not really in the game. And you need to be looking to always make sure that you're aware of what's going on around you. But as I said, we used to operate in all areas of development, residential, commercial, and industrial. And we've just focused in on commercial. Just it was a natural fit given the properties that we had. But years ago when it was started with Dad and Grandpa, it was done, if you build it, they will come, was kind of the idea. You could build the building and then you could find the tenants. And today it's much more difficult than that. You need to actually find the tenants first and then build the building. For example, that new building site we have,
mm-hmm.
There's no building there until we're able to secure a tenant.
It's a real chicken and egg thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it used to be easier, or not easier, but just a different dynamic. So we're always looking, but you have to be very calculating and cautious with your moves, especially a company of our size. We're relatively small, so we have to be very careful with the decisions we make and the moves we make. We may look at 10 opportunities, and we may only, you know, go after one of them. We may not go after any of them, but you have to make sure the numbers make sense before proceeding because there's just so many variables.
Okay, so most of our listeners are not business owners. I own a business, but I operate out of my home, but I'm not in the market to lease commercial space. How does LINMAC benefit, you know, this, you know, my part of the community or our listeners' part of the community that aren't looking for leasing commercial space?
Yeah, we do a lot of community support. We try to support anybody locally or in Northumberland that asks for help through donations or sponsorships. I personally like to participate in some local events, especially in the summer. We'll go to some golf tournaments and have some fun at those.
I hear you hardly miss one.
Well, I think they're important, and I enjoy golf, so that's...
Are you any good at it,
though?
That's it.
Well, I like to think I'm okay at it. If I get the right team together, we do all right, so that's a fun time, and it's a great way to network and keep in touch with what's going on, and it supports some great causes. We also work very hard to keep the property looking nice. It's well landscaped, we think, and... We like that at the gateway to the town. We think that's a nice way to drive into town. See, you know, we have hanging flower pots, and we put up mm-hmm. lit snowflakes in the winter and that sort of thing. And I hope that all of the listeners either shops or does business with at least one of our tenants. We've got 55 of them, so chances are you've come across at least one of them, if not more. But really, really our goal is to serve and help others in the community. And that just improves the whole quality of life for the area.
Well, thank you, Drew. Thank you for joining us today. Our listeners get a chance to hear a little bit about the commercial side of real estate. Obviously, we mostly deal with the residential, but very interesting information for someone who's never been involved or someone thinking about commercial space in the future. Really good information. Drew, if one of our listeners would like to talk to you about commercial real estate, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, they can reach me at the office. The number there is 905-372-3338, or you're welcome to drop me an email, which is drew@linmac.ca, or you can reach us through our website, linmac.ca, or you're just welcome to stop by the office. We're on the main floor of the Fleming Building. At least we currently are. If someone comes in and wants to lease it, or we're apt to lease it out, but that's where we are for now. They can reach me that way.
Well, Dale, another hour has flown by. Mm-hmm. Not too many glitches. Limited dancing.
Limited dancing.
Thank you, the listener, for spending time with us and part of your morning. And we look forward to bringing you more real estate talk next week with our first returning guest, Joel Johnston from Northumberland Security. He's got some great info on protecting your investment, your home, and building equity through security features like low and high temperature sensors and flood, smoke, and CO2 alarms. Alarm systems, etc. Plenty of stuff there. So once again, thanks to Drew Macklin, Real Property Administrator and Facilities Manager at LinMac here on Elgin Street West in Coburg. If you have any questions or comments or have topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca. Or you can call the radio station at 905-372-2391.
Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.